We are just coming off the holy yontif of Pesach, the time when we build and instill emunah within ourselves and our children for the entire year. The Chazon Ish explains that most people misinterpret the true definition of emunah betacha. We tend to think emunah means, I have a plan how things should work out, and Hashem soll sich zustellen, Hashem should carry out my plan. I invest the money in a project, and I have betachen that Hashem will make sure that it produces great profits. Or I have to undergo the surgery, and have emunah that it will be successful. Says the Chazon Ish, this is not what emunah means. He says, true emunah and betachah means that I have full confidence that what is happening to me right now is ultimately what is best for me. Even though right now it seems like the greatest calamity. Let's say if a person, Chas v'Shalom, gets a terrible diagnosis, or they were just informed that their biggest client left them, or their yeshiva calls that he must expel their son. They feel like the world just collapsed. They can't even fathom that this is the best thing for them. So how can this be for their benefit? It's because our vision is finite. We only see the here and now. But Hashem says, I have infinite vision. So trust me, what is happening right now to you is for your ultimate benefit. So true betacha means that whatever the decree is, I accept it. Because even though I may not understand it, I may not like it, but I have confidence that that is ultimately for my good. What we perceive as bad can actually be the greatest blessing in disguise. Picture this scene. Little 3-month-old Moshe Rabbeinu is placed in a basket and tossed into the Nile River. And his sister is standing there at the shores of the river, and she sees a woman coming down to bathe in the river. And it's none other than Parai's daughter. And she's thinking, this is the worst possible scenario. And Miriam is davening, please Hashem, don't let her see the baby. She is the daughter of Parai, the person that issued the decree. If she sees the baby, she will drown him in the river. And we know the rest of the story. It was just the opposite. Basi sees the baby, and Moshe is raised in a palace in the lap of luxury. And that is our lesson. We never truly know what is really good for us. What we think is bad for us can actually be very beneficial for us. With that, I'd like to share with you a fascinating story. This story happened recently in Williamsburg. A young man with a house full of children lost his job, and this obviously was causing lots of tension in the house. And because he was constantly home, this was also causing some issues with Shalom Bais. As hard as he tried, he could not find another job. One day he wakes up and his house is overrun with mice. It was a reenactment of Tzefardeya. And he's thinking, Hashem, after all I'm going through, why are you doing this to me? This is the worst possible thing that can happen to me now. They called down an exterminator, but he could not resolve the problem. They called a few others, and they also could not figure out the issue. A friend of his told him that there's a professional exterminator that might be able to help him. The next day, he comes over to the house and he says, I can mouse-proof the house. It will take 3 days and it will cost $2,500. And he's thinking, $2,500? I don't even have money to buy bread. But we have no choice. We can't live with a house full of mice. So he goes out and borrows the money and he hires this guy to do the job. After 3 days, he finally gets rid of all the mice. And as he's about to hand over the money, the exterminator, who was an older fellow, tells him, listen, I'm planning to retire. I'm looking for the right person to sell my business to. And I've observed you the last few days, and I'm very impressed with you. So I decided to sell my business to you. And the young man tells him, thank you so much, but I just don't have the money to buy businesses right now. And the exterminator tells him, don't worry, we'll make a payment plan. This is a great business. I want you to have it. I'm confident that you'll be able to pay me back in no time. And that's precisely what happened. He bought the business and he's very successful. So what he originally thought was the greatest calamity turned out to be his salvation. So as we take leave of this holy yontif, let's hold on to this powerful message. Emunah doesn't mean that my plan works out, but rather that whatever Hashem sends my way, even the things that make no sense to me, are for my ultimate good. Because sometimes mice are not the problem, it's the solution. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.